Okay, so we have to start over now on page 158. So I'll just read, and then you just read after me. Okay. Panchahi bhikkhave angehi.
Panchahi bhikkhave angehi.
Samanagato.
Samanagato.
Matugamo.
Matugamo.
Ekanta manapo hoti.
Ekanta manapo hoti.
Purisasa.
Purisasa.
Okay, so the subject of the sentence is matugamo, which, as I was explaining, means literally mother's village. If please, everybody online, mute your microphone unless you have to speak. So matugamo, literally, it's mother's village, but it's a term which comes to be used to mean women in general. Okay, so here we have women possessed of five factors or five qualities. Ekanta, this is ekanta manapo, should be broken up into ekanta manapo. So it's a combination of kanta, ekanta plus manapo. And manapo means, well, manapo means agreeable or pleasing. So manapo is the opposite, disagreeable, displeasing. And ekanta means extremely. Or entirely. So, and then hoti purisasa. Purisasa means a man. And this is the dative case. To a man. So, a woman possessed of five qualities is entirely or extremely disagreeable to a man. And katamehi panchahi means what five? And what cases panchahi manap panchahi katamehi panchahi?
Instrumental.
And the reason it's instrumental is because the initial statement is the woman possessed of five qualities. So when you ask the question, you say, of what five qualities, or with what five qualities? Okay, then come the five qualities. Nacha rupava hoti.
Nacha rupava hoti.
Nacha bhogava hoti.
Nacha bhogava hoti.
Nacha silava hoti.
Nacha silava hoti.
Alaso cha hoti.
Alaso cha hoti.
Pajan chasa nalabati.
Pajan chasa nalabati.
Okay, so notice that all of these adjectives here are masculine singular, though they're describing a woman. But because the word for woman is matugamo, which is masculine, and so all of the adjectives describing the woman are masculine singular. Mark Twain said about the German language, he said, one of the most remarkable things about the German language is that the word for woman is in the neuter gender. Mädchen, I think. But Pali does German, goes one step beyond German, and puts the word for woman in the masculine. Though there is a feminine word, itti. Okay, so nucha rupa vahoti. So rupa, one of the meanings is form. But of course, every human being has rupa, form. But a secondary meaning of rupa is beautiful. So having a beautiful form. And then this is negated. So she's not beautiful. Nucha bhogavahoti. Boga means wealth. And so bhogava is possessing wealth. So she's not wealthy. Then nucha silavahoti. So sila means good conduct. And silava is one with good conduct. So she's one without good conduct. Alaso chahoti. Alaso means lazy. So she's lazy. Then pajan chasa nalabati. This we have to break up. So there's the word. In the nominative, it's feminine singular, paja. In this sense, paja will mean offspring, children. But here we have it as accusative singular. Would be pajang. But then we have cha, meaning and, plus asa, for her or to her. Wait. It seems to mean nalabati is not to gain. So labati means to gain. Nalabati, not to gain. I'm a little puzzled by the asa here, I have to confess. But the sense is that she doesn't gain children. She doesn't beget children. In other words, she's
barren. Is it?
What is that?
Is it for him, Bhante? Is it for him?
That is it. Thank you. Good point. She doesn't beget children for him, for the man. Yeah, very good. So she doesn't beget children for him, for the man. She doesn't bear his children, we would say. Okay, then comes the concluding statement. Imehi ko bikave.
Panchahi angehi.
Samanagato.
Matugamo.
Ekanta manapo.
Hoti.
Purisasa. Okay, any question about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Samanagato, did you say factors is that aga?
Anga.
Okay, so Samanagato, so anga, I see. So samana, samana, what's the indicative verb for possess or for endow with?
We don't really find, I don't think we find the verb. It's almost always occurs, this is the past participle, used as an adjective. But the verb, I don't even recall seeing it. Always we just find this form, samanagato, endowed with, possessed of. In theory.
And which word is the five, and which word is the factus?
Angehi. That is the instrumental plural.
Okay.
Singular, it's anga.
Okay, thank you, Bhante.
And in most Pali texts, anga would be written with the N with a dot over it. I don't know why this book uses this form with the M with the underdot. Both are correct, but almost all Pali texts use the guttural N, the N with the dot on top. When you pronounce it, it's always the same.
I have two chanting books.
Thank you, Bhante.
And one of them has all M's, and one of them has the N's also.
Mm. Okay, any other questions? Okay, actually, the next passage is just the reverse of this. Okay, so we could do this quickly. Panchahi bhikkhave angehi samanagato. Matugamo ekanta manapo hoti.
Matugamo ekanta manapo hoti.
Purisasa.
Purisasa.
Okay, so in this case, a woman endowed with five factors is entirely pleasing to a man. So you see, here we have ekanta plus manapo. So, katamehi panchahi.
Katamehi
panchahi. Yeah, you recite.
Katamehi panchahi.
Yeah. Rupavacha hoti.
Rupavacha hoti.
Bhogavacha hoti.
Bhogavacha hoti.
Silavacha hoti.
Silavacha hoti.
Dako cha hoti analaso.
Dako cha hoti analaso.
Pajanchasa labati.
Pajanchasa labati.
Okay, so the five positive qualities. She is beautiful. She is wealthy. She is virtuous or of good behavior. Then the next two go together, dako and analaso. Dako means like clever, and analaso means not lazy. Or we could put it other, diligent. So she's clever and diligent, that is, in overseeing the household. And pajanchasa labati, she begets children for him, for the man. And then just the concluding sentence, imehi ko bhikkhave,
imehi ko bhikkhave,
panchahi angehi,
panchahi angehi,
samanagato,
samanagato,
matugamo,
matugamo,
ekanta manapo hoti,
ekanta manapo hoti.
Purisasa.
Purisasa.
Okay, now we have the next pair of statements. The same thing is said about a man. So again, we could go through that quickly. Panchahi bhikave angehi samanagato.
Panchahi bhikave angehi samanagato.
Puriso ekantamanapo hoti.
Puriso ekantamanapo hoti.
Matugamasa.
Matugamasa.
Okay, so endowed with five qualities, a man is entirely displeasing to a woman. So, katamehi panchehi.
Katamehi panchehi.
Nucha rupavahoti.
Nucha rupavahoti.
Nucha bhogavahoti.
Nucha bhogavahoti.
Nucha silavahoti.
Nucha silavahoti.
Alaso chahoti.
Alaso chahoti.
Pajanchasa na labhati.
Pajanchasa na labhati.
Okay, so he is not handsome. He is not wealthy. He is not virtuous or of good behavior. He is lazy, and he does not beget children for her. Then the summary. Imehi ko bhikave.
Imehi ko bhikave.
Panchahi angehi. Samanagato.
Samanagato.
Puriso.
Puriso.
Ekant amanapo hoti.
Ekant amanapo hoti.
Matugamasa.
Matugamasa.
You have to extend the middle A. Ekant amanapo.
Ekant amanapo.
Otherwise it will, if you say ekant amanapo, it gives the wrong meaning. Okay, so a man endowed with these five qualities is entirely displeasing to a woman. Then the next passage, any questions on this? I mean, everything is pretty much the same. Okay, then the next is just the positive counterpart. Panchahi bhikkhave angehi.
Panchahi bhikkhave angehi.
Samanagato.
Samanagato.
Puriso.
Puriso.
Ekanta manapo hoti.
Ekanta manapo hoti.
Matugamasa.
Matugamasa.
Okay, so endowed with five qualities, a man is entirely pleasing to a woman. So katamehi panchahi.
Katamehi panchahi.
So with what five? Rupavacha hoti.
Rupavacha hoti.
Bhogavacha hoti.
Bhogavacha hoti.
Silavacha hoti.
Silavacha hoti.
Dakocha hoti.
No,
we have to take this whole phrase. Dakocha hoti analaso.
Dakocha hoti analaso.
Pajanchasa labhati.
Pajanchasa labhati.
So here the man is handsome, and he is wealthy, and he is of good behavior, and he is clever and diligent, and he begets children for her.
I have a question.
Just hold a moment.
In the previous line, the ekantamanapo, the long A at the ekanta, that's the negation. It turns it from extremely pleasing to extremely displeasing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can see, if you look on the screen, ekantamanapo, it's combining the two A's to make the long A. This is called sandhi, which means junction or joining. And so when you see ekantamanapo, you have to realize that it's a combination of ekanta, entirely, plus amanapo, displeasing. Okay, I think Boe, you had a question?
Yes. Yes, if the sentence means he does not negate to rim for her,
yeah,
then I think the A in ASSA should end with a long A, right?
Yeah, but this is, you see, because the word for woman here is matugamo, so it's a masculine noun, even though it's referring to the woman. So even the pronoun would take a masculine form.
Thank you.
Yeah, if it used the word iti, which is the feminine word that means woman. I think it's a long I. I think it's a short I. Yes, a short I, but it's a feminine noun. So if they use the word itti, then we would have had the feminine form of the dative pronoun, asa. But because matugamo is masculine, so it uses the masculine pronoun. Okay, then we just have the wrap-up sentence. I mehi ko bhikave.
I mehi ko bhikave.
Panchahi angehi.
Panchahi
angehi. Samanagato.
Samanagato.
Puriso.
Puriso.
Ekanta manapo hoti.
Ekanta manapo hoti.
Matugamasa.
Matugamasati.
Yeah, the T is just like the end of a statement. Usually we don't pronounce it. Any questions on this?
Bante?
Yeah.
Yeah, the end of the this sentence is Ime hiko bhikkhave panchehi angehi samanno gato puriso ekanta. Here, why A short, Bante?
Why the long A?
Why short?
No, I can see here A short, not long A.
Yeah.
Here.
Because this is, you see, ekant amanapo is a combination of ekanta plus amanapo, which means, amanapo means displeasing. But this is a combination of ekanta plus manapo. Let me put it in.
Okay,
this is ekanta plus manapo. Manapo means pleasing. Or agreeable, kai maybe. Is that kai usually means cute? What would be the Chinese word? Likeable, kai. I've heard kai used with little dog or ah. Kaida, go.
Ke-i.
Ke-i.
Because mana is e. So
I see, I see. I see. Is that a real word or you're just making it up? Ke-i.
It's a real word.
It is a real word, which means agreeable or pleasing.
Yeah.
Okay. So now let's go.
Thank you.
Let's go on to the next sentence. Also a bit similar. Panchi mani bhikkhave.
Panchi mani bhikkhave.
Matugamasa.
Matugamasa.
Aveni kani dukani.
Aveni kani dukani.
Yani matugamo.
Yani matugamo.
Pachanuboti. Anya treva purisehi.
Anya treva purisehi.
Okay, so here we have pancha plus imani. So what happens with pancha plus imani?
A drops out?
Yeah. So we have pancha, five, plus imani, these. And so we have this meeting of two vowels, pancha plus imani. And the short A is the weakest vowel, so it drops out. And therefore we get punch imani. And here, imani goes with the noun that it goes with is which? I heard that coming from some. Suki? Right. Dukkhani. Dukkhani means sufferings. And then the word aveni kani means something like unique to, exclusive to. And then matugamasa is of women. So there are five sufferings exclusive to women, well, there are these five sufferings exclusive to women. Then we have yani matu gamo pach anuboti. The verb pach anuboti is actually a contraction of pach anu bhavati, and it has a special meaning of to experience. So, which women experience, anyatra eva purisehi. It's a little hard to put this into English. Anyatra usually means apart from or different from. But here, I think we have to be a little free in the rendering. So we would say, but not men. Let me see if they give a good meaning that can be used here for anyatra. Anyatra. Well, they give anyatreva outside of, exclusive of. So it's like exclusive of men, or excluding men, we could say.
The dictionary says with instrumental,
yeah.
The meaning is except. Except what? Except men.
Yeah, but in the sense that men don't experience this. So I would put it in normal English, but not men. Okay, so that there are these, and notice in English, we would say, there are these five. And normally in Pali also we would say, Ati Imani Pancha, there are these five. But in the Sutta style of Pali, it uses, we call it a little bit like an elevated language, a kind of eloquent style of expression, a little bit like 19th century poetry, English, British poetry. So we say Panchimani, five these, but it means there are these five sufferings exclusive to women, which women experience, but not men. Okay, any question about this sentence? Okay, then we'll go into the five. So then we have the question, Katamani Pancha.
Katamani Pancha.
And notice here we have the question about five is Katamani Pancha, what case?
Plural Bhagya.
What?
Plural Bhagya. The subject.
Yeah, but what is the case? The name of the case? Excuse me?
Nominative.
Yeah, it's the nominative case. But in the previous passages, the question about five was Katamehi Panchahi. Why the difference? Speak up.
Followed by Samanagato, so...
Yeah. Okay, I think you're on the right track. So in the case of...
It was instrumental.
Yeah, it was instrumental. In the previous passages, the statement about the five comes in the instrumental plural. Panchahi angehi Samanagato. So endowed with five factors. And so the question is in the same case as the word factors. So, endowed with which five? But here we have the statement about the factors is in the nominative. Panchimani, or the statement about the sufferings, is in the nominative plural. Panchimani dukkhani. And so the question is also in the nominative plural. Katamani Pancha, what five?
So here the Pancha is also plural, right?
Excuse me?
Pancha is a plural here?
Did you ever see a five which is singular?
Sometimes women can be men. Sometimes.
Women can what?
Men sometimes.
Women can be men.
I mean, masculine, yes. So.
If women can be masculine, then five can be six.
I can be one.
And squares can be circles, and birds can be.
Can be down.
Yeah.
Bhante, I have a question.
Yeah.
Why Panchimani Dukkhani is nominative? I would think it's accusative because they are the object of Pachanubodhi.
Oh. I think, actually, it's a good point. But I think this is the way I would understand it. I take Panchimani Bhikkhave Matugamasa up Aveni Kani Dukkhani to be like one clause saying that there are these five sufferings exclusive to women. So that's one clause in which dukkhani is nominative plural. Then we have yani matugamo pachanuboti. That is a different clause, which women experience. Then yani becomes accusative plural. That's the way I would take it. But it's a good point that you bring up. If we said matugamo panchimani aveni kani dukkhani pachanuboti, then definitely dukkhani would be accusative plural. Because there we start off with the nominative subject, matugamo, then the accusative object, imani pancha aveni kani dukkhani, accusative object, then pachanuboti, the verb. Okay, let us go on then. Okay, now we come to the elaboration. So, ita bhikkhave.
Ita bhikkhave.
Matugamo daharova samano.
Matugamo daharova samano.
Patikulang gacchati.
Patikulang gacchati.
Nyatakehi vina hoti.
Nyatakehi vina hoti.
Idang bhikkhave.
Idang bhikkhave.
Matugamasa patamanga veni kandukang.
Matugamasa patamang aveni kandukang.
Yang matugamo pachanuboti.
Yang matugamo pachanuboti.
Anya treva purisehi.
Anya treva purisehi.
Okay, so we start off either here, O monks, then matugamo, a woman, then daharo means young. And the va emphasizes that. It's just emphatic. It's the same as eva. And samano, what is samano?
Being.
What is that?
Being or existing.
Yeah, it's being. It's the present participle of the verb ati, which means to be. So, a woman, while being young, or in normal English, we would say, while she is still young. And remember, in ancient India, the woman would be, we would call her a girl now, when she's usually 14, 15 years old, they get married. So being young, pati kulang gacchati. Pati means husband, and kula is family. Gacchati, she goes. And then nyatakehi, nyataka are relatives, and it's referring to the girl's relatives. Vina means without, and hoti is the verb to be. So maybe we take vina hoti together to mean she is separated from her relatives. So here, a woman, while she is still young, goes to her husband's family and is separated from her own relatives. So she has to leave her parents, her brothers and sisters. And so that's a form of dukkha, suffering. So, idang bhikkave matugamasa patamang aveni kandukam. So this, O monks, is the patamang, the first suffering exclusive to women, which women experience apart from men, or but not men.
Patamang means what?
Patamang is first.
Bhante?
Yeah.
Samano. I didn't get how it's coming from Hatti.
Yeah, I think it's pretty irregular, but I think the stem or the root is sant. And so you can see in Sanskrit it's a little clearer. We get the third person singular is asti, but the third person plural is santi. And so we have the sa sort of based on the root sant. Then it has the present participle ending, mano. So we get sa plus mano gives... Sumano. Do you see it now?
I see how you derived it. So why wouldn't it have been called simply santo?
It could have been. There are two forms. One form is sumano, the other form is santo.
Actually, the present participles of Atti is not very clear to me. They have been presented here and there in the book, not like in one place. Thank you.
You just have to get familiar with it.
Bhante, I thought santo meant peaceful.
There is another word, santo, which means peaceful.
Like santo muni in the sutta we did
on yeah. Saturday. So they look the same in Pali.
Okay.
But the word santo, meaning peaceful, comes from the root sham, which means to quiet down. And so from this we get, in Sanskrit we get shanti, meaning peace. And shanto, meaning peaceful. But then in Pali, because Pali doesn't have a distinction between different forms of the letter S, but it's all what they call the sibilant, S. So they both come out as santo.
So it wouldn't be shanto muni, it would be santo muni.
Well, in Pali, if it was Sanskrit, it would be shanto muni. But in Pali, there's no sh sound. So it comes out santo muni. And as a result of the similarity, sometimes there's ambiguity, especially in verses, where you could interpret either peaceful or existing. It's hard to determine. Okay, shall we go? Let's go on to the next one. Puna chaparang bhikkhave.
Puna chaparang bhikkhave.
Matugamo utuni hoti.
Matugamo utuni hoti.
Idang bhikkhave.
Idang bhikkhave.
Matugamasa dutiyang.
Matuka masa dutiam.
Avenikang dukam.
Avenikang dukam.
Yang matugamo pachanuboti.
Yang matugamo pachanuboti.
Anya treva purisehi.
Anya treva purisehi.
Okay, puna chaparang means moreover, furthermore. Always it occurs together as a fixed phrase when the Buddha is elaborating on several items. So you get puna chaparang, furthermore, moreover. Okay, then, matugamo utuni. Utuni here literally means has a season. And what it means is undergoes menstruation. So, furthermore, O monks, women are, we say, subject to menstruation. And then this, O monks, is the second suffering exclusive to women that women experience, but not men. Okay, the next one, we could take all of them and then ask for questions. Okay. Puna chaparang bhikkhave.
Puna chaparang bhikkhave.
Matugamo gabini hoti.
Matugamo gabini hoti.
Idang bhikkhave.
Idang bhikkhave.
Matugamasa tatiyang.
Matugamasa tatiyang.
Avenikang dukang.
Avenikang dukang.
Yang matugamo pachanuboti.
Yang matugamo pachanuboti.
Anya treva purisehi.
Anya treva purisehi.
Okay, so here we have the word gabini, which is based on the word gaba. Gaba means an embryo. And so gabini means having an embryo, or in other words, becomes pregnant. So furthermore, O monks, a woman becomes pregnant. This is the third suffering exclusive to women, which women experience, but not men. Okay, then the fourth one. Puna chaparang bhikkhave.
Puna chaparang bhikkhave.
Matugamo vijayati.
Matugamo vijayati.
Idang bhikkhave.
Idang bhikkhave.
Matugamasa.
Matugamasa.
Chatutang avenikang dukang.
Chatutang avenikang dukang.
Yang matugamo pachanuboti.
Yang matugamo pachanuboti.
Anya treva purisehi.
Anya treva purisehi.
So furthermore, O monks, a woman, then vijayati means gives birth. You know the verb jayati, which means to be born. So vijayati is to give birth. So that's said to be very painful. So this, O monks, is the fourth suffering exclusive to women, which a woman experiences, but not men. Okay, then we come to the last one. P- Puna chaparang bhikkhave.
Puna chaparang bhikkhave.
Matugamo.
Matugamo.
Purisasa paricharyangupeti.
Purisasa paricharyangupeti.
Idanko bhikkhave.
Idanko bhikkhave.
Matugamasa panchamang.
Matugamasa panchamang.
Avenikang dukang.
Avenikang dukang.
Yang matugamo pachanuboti.
Yang matugamo pachanuboti.
Anya treva purisei.
Anya treva purisei.
Okay, so furthermore, O monks, a woman, then we have the expression purisasa paricharyang upeti. So upeti means to go to approach. This is the literal translation. And paricharyang means like service or, waiting upon, attending upon. And purisasa of a man. So literally it's a woman approaches service to a man, or a woman enters upon service to a man, or a woman serves a man. A woman does service to a man. Of course, this is typical of ancient times, but I don't think this continues in the modern family. Does it? Suki?
As long as women cooks and cleans to serve men.
I'd say it continues.
Yeah, do you think so?
I think so too.
Oh, yes, monkey.
The secretary is always the woman. The nurse is most of the time the woman. The doctor.
I mean, outside, I wouldn't do that to any other man, but at home,
yeah.
I cook for him. He doesn't cook, so it's already just, waiting on him. So.
But he makes the bed and does the vacuuming and the dust.
He doesn't do anything.
Anything?
He's like a sofa.
He's like a couch.
He doesn't do anything.
He just lays.
He doesn't do anything inside the house.
Yeah.
So, he continues.
That would be a common...
That's because you trained him like that.
If you don't break them in the first day of marriage, you stunk. You can't change it. First day, whatever happens, he's stuck.
I think Boe can give us a very different perspective, right?
Unfortunately, no. I have been a maid for over two decades. I'm so good at it so that I can extend my service to Bhante now.
Okay, so this is the fifth suffering. Don't complain. This is the fifth. It's a privilege, not a suffering. This is the fifth suffering exclusive to women, which women experience, but not men. And then the wrap-up sentence, Imani ko bhikkhave.
Imani ko bhikkhave.
Pancha matu gamasa.
Pancha matu gamasa.
Aveni kani dukani.
Aveni kani dukani.
Yani matu gamo pachanuboti.
Yani matu gamo pachanuboti.
Anya treva purisehi.
Anya treva purisehi.
Okay, so this is just tying it all together. So these, O monks, are the five sufferings exclusive to women, which women experience, but not men, or apart from men. Any questions? Any questions on the grammar?
But I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to ask this basic grammar. Just I don't know this part. Imani, how to? Yeah. Imani.
Yeah.
I don't know this the grammar.
Of imani.
Yeah.
Imani is a pronoun. Let's see where they have the declension of these pronouns. I think it goes back to lesson three. I know, you just have to search through. Let me just see if I can get grammatical index, pronouns. Can anybody find that group of pronouns that it? Okay, yeah, here I see at least the nominative and the accusative are on page 21. That's lesson two. The other... But if you have the Pali Grammar by Duracell?
Yeah, the five.
Excuse me?
The five.
It's a book called that I sent electronically to everybody.
Yeah. I have
it's
the
called
five.
The Pali Grammar by Duracell.
Yeah.
You just look up in the index for the pronouns and then you'll find it there. Maybe I have it here. Actually, I have it here.
Is it possible to resend it, Bhante? I don't think I've ever done
it. Yeah.
I have this file, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's on page 60.
Page 50.
Page 50 has the pronouns.
50.
Right. Lesson 4.
Page 50, I see in this book.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was looking in the ground. Okay, yeah. This shows you the entire class of those pronouns. So you just have to get familiar with them. Okay. Any questions now on this paragraph, on this reading passage? Do you want to take a break?
Yeah.
Okay, before we come into the last one. Okay, what time is it now? 2:17. Okay, we take a break till 2:30. Big break, yeah.
We'll fall asleep at that time.